We're waiting for you, sir.
Are we ready? Are you ready? That's an
Indian.
Are you
going to start again? Ah, come on. Stop that.
I'm sorry.
What thing is this? Are you ready? It's an Indian guy.
Oh, are you? That's stupid.
So I got so much flack because I'm xenophobic and I'm racist and I'm tribalist. So I wanted to start the show with that. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. You know, how can I help you?
It's like, what do you call an Indian in a club?
What?
It's old, eh? But called dancing.
I didn't hear that one. I've never
heard it myself. Oh, crap. Okay.
Oh, God.
Last one, I promise. Okay. An Indian with $500 in his pocket.
I don't know, five clip. No, what?
Mr. Hafiji. Sorry, guys.
I'm not laughing. So that the other reporter is good for $500. Yeah. What did Ferriel?
Ferriel.
For real.
For real, you have a G. Okay, guys, what's up? You good?
Yeah, we're good, buddy.
You?
Hey, man, good, man.
How was your weeks?
We've been seeing each other in? In a week. Good.
Your week?
Oh, I've been good, man. Work. Complaining about other stuff. And I was telling you earlier, you know, hey, this year, 2024.
Could be. Yeah, it's been quite a year, eh?
Been tough.
Ups and downs.
Yeah, at the end, the finish line is almost there.
Get December, boss.
I'm worried about the finish line. Like, finishes.
How can it end?
How can it be so good?
Keep the ribbon.
Yeah, those guys must move back a little. Yeah. It must be a 13 month year.
It's just passed by these days, ne?
Time flies.
Is it because we're getting older?
I mean, when did we start this thing? May?
No. It's not more.
June?
No.
July?
It was towards the end of winter.
July?
Around July.
July, August-ish.
But we're in December now already.
Yeah, and how many shows have we done? I must actually check.
I'm on 11.
I think we're 11, but, yeah. No, we're more than that. Are we 11 shows?
Something like that.
No, I'll check.
And we've
then
already got a stand. We tried to drive over the bridge with his girlfriend in the trunk.
I must just make sure. We've got a stand.
Stan, the song.
Oh, Eminem. Yeah.
And he had his girlfriend in the
trunk.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So apparently, allegedly, this is our Stan, but the girlfriend was in the school bag because Stan doesn't have a car.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
I can understand. He's going to be a comedian today, yo.
Stan's girlfriend was in the boot. Oh,
wow. We've got a Stan. We must just make sure we answer his calls, you know, in his WhatsApps.
You answer his WhatsApps. Yeah. What's his name? Kevin.
Yes, I met Kevin.
So how did you meet?
Remember where you used to shoot?
Yeah.
There's a mall, LXX.
Across the road.
Yeah. Across the road. Mm-hmm. There's a coffee shop there. The coffee shop, I don't want to give it free advertising. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's name of something bread that is round.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there. When I get it's like, hey, man. Kiafustana. I told you about Kiafustana.
I remember
you must actually... Yeah, you do that car thing. Where the hell did you pick that up? Like, no, bull crap. I mean, we've looked at the numbers like, okay. I thought this was only family and friends.
No, I just thought it's family and friends.
Then he tells me the story.
Wow.
And I was like, let me take your number. I'm going to make a show. We'll put it on the show.
We're doing good that we're putting it on the show. I guess we know why Stan killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, so we must acknowledge
Eminem
Stan.
Eminem wasn't giving him attention. Kevin.
Kevin, it's your turn.
What's up, Kev? Please watch the show, ne?
The next week we're going to have a special one with the insurance lady. There's a big insurance issue.
Is she coming here?
Yeah.
Wow, great.
Please, Mswats.
What? Please.
Don't get excited. Look, you're already sweating.
I'm already sweating.
Is she coming out?
She's that hot. Okay, let's hear Kevin's story. He's 24 years old from Rotunda, Heidelberg.
Is Rotunda in Heidelberg?
Yep.
Ooh, your neck of the woods, ne?
Yep.
You from that area?
Eastern.
No, but you
from East Rand, yeah.
Yeah, Rotunda is Eastern, Rotunda. Just further down the entry.
I thought that Heidelberg was north, was in Mpumalanga or something.
Almost.
It's in Mpumalanga, isn't it?
It's not that far.
Well, yeah, if you're thinking
I mean, it's the furthest east.
It's Gauteng.
Heidelberg is in Mpumalanga, isn't it?
No,
it's Gauteng.
Gauteng.
Google that, please.
It's Gauteng under Sidibeng District Municipality. Man. It's called the Sedi Municipality.
Okay, thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
We know.
It's Gauteng.
So he works in Sandhurst Dam. That's a long commute.
Dude. Yeah,
And he's a barrister. So he makes coffee.
Okay.
So you must come and make us some coffee here one day.
He made me coffee. Okay. Yeah, I'm for free. No, Flip, no.
So he's our first Stan. Obviously, guys, you know what a Stan is. It's a super fan. Mm-hmm. If we have to use that word. So, welcome to the club, Kevin.
Get other stands, please.
He recognized one of us having coffee and approached us with an issue. Okay, yeah, recognized you. He's heartful with public transport. I would too. Fuck. Heidelberg to Sandhurst, that's a... And he has saved up 70,000 rand and he wants a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so here are... Oh, here is the criteria. The car should be cool, as he should be able to add some sound. And
it's the first time you see this.
No, but
okay. Why do you
it's
read?
It's the first time you're reading.
It's the first time I'm reading.
Why do you read? Like
I'm expecting the creative director to at least.
Do you need glasses or something?
But also. He should be able to take long drives with his honey.
Anyway, from Heidelberg to Santa.
To Santa, that's a long
that's
drive.
That's a really long drive.
That's
every day.
It's not... Okay, let me...
And should be easy and cheap to maintain and run. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's Kevin's car. He's got 70,000 rand. The car must be cool.
I suppose, yeah, cool. Yeah.
He wants to add sound. He's a 24-year-old. He's a young chap. He's got a honey mm-hmm. who he wants to take long drives with.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants an easy, affordable, cheap, maintainable car.
Okay.
Right.
Start with you.
Asieni.
As usual, we start with you.
Okay.
Yes, fine. Please don't argue this time. Why? Because you know it starts with you. I don't know why. Every day we argue about the same, so it starts with you.
Here's my choice, gentlemen.
Yes.
The Volvo C30, it's a 2010 model.
He's already thinking.
I know the first rebuff coming from you. So it's the Volvo, where are you going to put it? Here or there? Yeah. Whichever one.
Everywhere.
It's the Volvo C30 2010 model. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-liter and it's an automatic, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I was also concerned about the gearbox. 65,000 or 64,900 rand, nah?
Mm-hmm.
And I chose the amount because so that he's got some extra cash in there for 1-2-1-2-1-2, right? So that's my car. It's traveled, but obviously if we looking at the range, 70,000, nah? 231,000, nah? I want to tell you now, this car looks pretty cool, just on the outside.
No, I like the car.
Having a look at it, it's cool, it's unique, his honey will like it. And I say, Kevin, this is your car. This looks like a barrister's car.
Whatever that means.
It's a barrister's car.
I don't know what you mean. I loved these when they came out. Something new, something different, funky.
I actually like the 2.5. Remember the 2.5 with the 5-cylinder?
Yeah, the T5.
The T5, yeah. It came from the Ford. It was the same as that Ford ST. I thought those were cool.
Yeah. I like that rear windscreen. That's something that stands out. Beautiful car. But wrong brand, man.
Man, what? When you talk about that windscreen, that's the size of the boot. What make you guys sound? It's got a tiny boot.
Yeah, I see that, but also, I mean, Volvo is expensive to maintain. Yeah. We said cheap to maintain. It's expensive to maintain. And they're not the most reliable. That's the one thing I'm worried about, especially that mileage.
They say,
and
Yeah, you guys grilled me last time about location of the dealership and looking at this dealership.
So
he needs to do his homework.
So this is what I did, ne? Already, because I knew the dealership was going to come into question and the reputation.
Oh, you called it.
So I went on to Hello Peter, right, just to check some reviews, and I was surprised when you get good reviews, ne? But then you just think, this guy, he probably does it himself,
yes,
you know, which is quite common. But then you look at the bad reviews, ne? And to be honest, the reviews for me about this dealership were mainly around the service that a person receives then.
So it exists.
Yeah, it does exist. Then the quality of the vehicles that the people are getting there. I think they know going there already. I mean, if you're going to buy a car, you have almost 60,000 rand, you're not expecting much, you understand. But mainly, what people were complaining about, in SA Dikoloi, but they were complaining about, yeah, tuso unkile na kwetelelo nsendela di pampiri, or, you know, those were the complaints and on Hello Peter.
So it exists.
So it exists. They respond to Hello Peter complaints as well, which is a sign of a good company when they interact with their customer. So in that sense, yeah, the dealership, it grand.
I've actually been to this dealership. They've got, well, I know of two branches.
Yeah.
And I went to both branches. And the upside is, as you say, you know what you're getting yourself into. They don't lie about it. These are the cars as they are.
Footstools.
That's it.
If it doesn't start,
you can see the price. No, it will start. It will drive off. But
if it's
after that, man, you're on your own. Oh, yeah. You know, and for that reason, I would be a bit worried that this vehicle is being sold there in the company of those other cars. And you look at similar cars are going for over 100,000, 138 for a 2 liter.
I saw that.
You know. Yeah, and
I looked at that as well.
You see, so that would be my only concern. Well, not my only concern. That's my one concern, and especially it being a Volvo and knowing reliability and maintenance issues costly, my man.
Look, I did, like, I generally do my homework.
Service.
Look, automatic is a problem. The gear shift is got one of the biggest issues. The gear shift. I did my research. Gear shift issues. Electronics, have you seen it's got that floating? It's got millions of buttons. Those things,
they die.
You know, the screen pops up in a lousy. Electronic, it's got heater issues. Average service, normal service about 3.5. Parts availability, you can't go to Midas and get that. So, to get brake pads, you're gonna drive Volvo and then. By the time you've changed them four times, you would have paid more than what you paid the car,
true,
I'm sure.
True.
The engine, the funny thing, the engine, because it's a Ford engine in there, the engine seemingly, everyone seems, it's decent enough. It's decent enough. It's a 107 kilowatt engine motor. It's decent enough, but everything else seems to fall apart. And when it does fall apart, it's expensive. I checked brake pads. Looked at Midas, they couldn't give you. The guy literally said, hey, Pileo.
Availability is an issue.
He couldn't give me a price, so I didn't phone Midas. So, dude will have to be selling, he'll have to be barristers at three stores.
To maintain the car.
And he'll have to move closer to home. Actually, he can't. It's going to be hard.
Stan,
the good thing is that insurance, insurance might be cheap, but I like those cars. Had it had motor planners, they go get the car.
No, I wouldn't. For the resale value, I wouldn't.
Yeah, because it's going to drop value like no one's business. Your name has 70,000.
Okay.
So once again, you prove to us that you're a sports guy.
I've only ever won one challenge. It's 1-1, by the way.
I'm just saying, it's 1-1 to everyone. But once again, you proved you. This guy's car.
Okay. And I knew that I'm going to be called typical.
Obviously.
No, but listen, I actually tried really hard.
Yeah. Like
especially after seeing what somebody chose, which is quite typical.
I knew
I'm
this
not gonna spoil
battle
it.
Was going to rage on again.
I did my homework.
I actually looked at various vehicles. Look, you've got Polos, you've got Civics, you've got Ballards,
You've got Corollas, you've got plenty. But I thought, 24, I'll take East Rand. My man, you're going to love me. Kitofa, something that is going to make you really look good. Give you street cred. Your girl's going to love you. Feel efficient.
No.
Relatively easy to maintain. You're not going to struggle with parts or anything like that. My proposal to you, 2005 BMW 3 Series 318 Touring. And why this one specifically is because had it been any other 318, I would have moved past. But Tourings are rare. And these things look so good. Those 318 engines are very reliable, as I said. And I will put up some pictures here also as time goes, as you make more money from your coffee, what you can do to that car. These things can look really, really special. You can put a roof box on it. If you want, you can change that bumper and put the M-Sport bumper, put some nice rims on it. Or you can leave it as it is. It looks very clean. The thing will stand out. It stands out even on the web when you're searching for cars. Beautiful car.
Nah, number one. Udlutupo.
28,000 case.
Udlutupo
giba tuba. 64,900 rands.
Udlutupo giba tuba funeral pala. Hey, chief. How about those prices?
Funny, no, but, no, but I think it's not that big.
No.
To be honest, I went past it a few times.
I saw it.
And I was like, you know what, this car. But then I thought of age. Kanahana station wagon. Again, you call it a touring. You're using a nice station wagon if you like to.
He's 24.
And
24.
And I thought of that, 24, touring, Hanaba.
Sound.
No,
space. For an Alimedia house. Sorry. Space.
Yeah, an Alimedia house.
Thing of dropping seats. Oh, man, he's so typical.
And he sound so and everything. And Matt, this thing looks cool.
Dude, also, he's going to push the speaker box back. Drop spacey.
Whichever way he does the sound installation, he can do it in such a way that he's got space. Look. If about like a long distance thing, he's got enough space for it. Should you need a roof box, my man, it even looks cool on your way down. Do you want to enter from Ratandada down to Durban, my man? You are done with this thing.
Look. Okay, so it's...
No, that was my rebuttal.
No, look, had you said a sedan, I would probably say, yeah. But it should be manual.
That is a manual.
Is it a manual? Okay. Because the gearbox, it's known to be stuck on P. It's a known fault.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend of mine that had one of the baddest a sedan.
Mm.
The engines are cool.
Mm-hmm.
They've got your electric windows. Chances are if you go to that one, all those electric windows don't work, or one of them. It's known. I guess it's the center ones.
Well, highly unlikely.
It doesn't matter.
You are speculating. Yes. Chances are being sold from a relatively reputable dealership. It will be functional.
Look, to replace the electric window, the thing is about 8 grand. And your biggest other problem that I picked up is your control arms. That, fair enough. So there's nothing wrong with it. I wouldn't buy a station again. I think it's uncool.
It's a touring. If you're in the car culture, understand what a BMW Touring is. Any BMW that's a Touring is a special car.
Okay, so you can say a person is a retard or a special need.
Yeah, so...
the same thing.
Potato, so, potato.
Potato, potato. So I say, if it was a sedan...
Pakati, fakati.
okay, sorry. But I say, look, if it was in the station wagon, I saw it. I actually saw it a couple of times, like, if this wasn't a station wagon. And I actually looked for a sedan, 318. I know those are, my friend, a lawyer friend of mine, he had it. He bumped it. They fixed it. It's still working. He gave it to his brother. He calls the old man.
Strong
because
business.
It's a strong.
Durable.
No, the thing is that it has nothing. If it was a 330, I'd say run. Okay, let me put it this way. If you want to buy an old car, one, try get the base level because there's less things to go wrong.
Mm.
There's less electrics, there's less... It's bare. And if you're going to get a 1.8 engine, those are proven reliable engines. Haina table, haina gear 1.8,
it's plain. Is this guy endorsing your car?
No, I'm saying...
Wow.
You see, so I'm not endorsing it. I'm saying station wagon is whack, just like he is, but that 318 is not bad.
Mm. Brandon,
but
do you
mine
put something
is
in the water? Wow.
But my car is better.
Because we have here...
Kevin, this guy just called you whack. Eh? You heard that.
Not you. I said, this guy's whack. Okay, so, my car.
I hope you're going to critique in the same way.
I will tell you exactly what I actually went. So I saw a 832 liter. I actually saw two of them. Mm. Right? Same two. Price. There's a blue one and there's a black one. And they're both from reputable things. And the black one is actually lower kilos, got about 189. Right? So it's an
832. And this one has?
250. Okay. 258. Well, how many kilos does yours have?
228.
Yeah, so yours?
231.
So we are roughly in the same. We are service apart from each other. So I got an 832 liter. 2 liter plain FSI. There's no table. It's a 2 liter FSI. Fuel stratified injector.
Okay.
It went. Hey! I'm an injector. But you know what it means? It's not like injector. I don't want to be vulgar. Anyways, let's leave it there. Please. It's got 110 kilowatts, and it's an entry level. It doesn't even have fog lights, right? It doesn't have electronic lights. It's got a CD. It's got electronic windows. It's got power steering. It's got aircon. That's all you need in life, honestly speaking. It doesn't have cruise control. It's just got power steering, aircon, electronic windows. And it's a two-seater. Cool, Baba. Can you just drop it? That's it. You just, if you want to, just drop it. 464,900, like your price is
64,900. Yeah.
So it's got, and then the sound, that's one thing. The standard sound in that car, it beats yours. The standard sound in the thing is loud.
Okay.
You remember I had the B7 or this? The standard sound, you also had a B7. Someone that you were with had a B7. The standard sound, you can't deny it. The standard sound in the thing was brilliant. He did, once again, Kevin, you don't need to put any more sound. It's got good sound. The problem is that the CD, you probably need, it doesn't have an aux, so ish.
Yeah. Problem.
But, okay, so, I went in deep. Your biggest problem with this car, the common issue is a coil pack. They tend to pack up a lot.
Mm.
And there's four of them that will cost you 2,000.
Each?
Nah, four of them.
Okay. So it's 500 each.
So, I actually even went service. 1,200. It's a 2 liter. Is that the Polo 2 liter? The old round Polo, the 2 liter. It's the same engine. The Gile Midas, Karakupa, what do you call this?
Service kit.
1.2. The brake pads, front 900 rand. Back 750. The tires are 195. Ne? 15, 195, 60s. I went to AutoZone. You can get, I didn't know that tires, you could get tires as cheap. Okay, they are called A Plus Intensa.
Is that the brand name?
Yes. Black Buddy. And I'm actually giving them free advertising. I think it's 570. At Macro, I got another brand which I Googled was pretty okay. It's 800 bucks.
At Macro?
Yeah, I didn't know
never
Macro.
Never think of those places for tires.
For tires, wow.
The clutch kit, to replace the clutch kit in AutoZone is 2,400. A look, which I think VW prefers.
L-U-K.
Prefers GUD, but look at GUD and LUK. What is the other one? There's a LUK.
You're talking about brakes or clutch?
Yeah, clutch. There's another one. No, G, it starts with a G. I forgot.
Yeah.
The LUK is 4,900. Now that is top notch, right? Insurance, 900 bucks.
Yeah, but that's subjective.
No, but I give a connection to that thing, that animal that kills a lot of people. I don't know why. The animal that kills a lot of people, you know it, yes. I typed in his age, retarded, gave me 950. There was 900 to 1,200. So, dispute that.
I generally stay away from old Audis. Because of reliability issues. I hear everything he said, but I'd be very scared. And finally, you're talking about prices from, from Midas and that. We're giving them free advertising. And other ones.
Yes.
And I guess you can get away with that. But should you want to go to Audi, you are going to cry.
If you had to go to BMW?
It's not as much
as Audi. They're going to say 1995 touring. They're going to charge him for touring. You know that. They say, which one is it? Touring. It's very special. It's heavy.
But
brakes are heavier.
Even if all your things are valid, it's fine if he's buying it for his girlfriend, not for himself.
You think it's uncool?
That's not cool for a
for 24-year-old guy. This is where I wanted us now to come.
That's such a feminine car, man.
This is where I wanted us to come to. Right? Whoa. Okay. Me, number one, I think it's a nice car. I've always
you just need to talk
liked with these 80s.
Two door.
The car or the girl?
The car.
Both.
Well, I haven't seen the honey, but yeah. The car. I've liked this A3.
Yes.
From Nagwedi.
Lady S3, remember the top? Those are pretty cars.
This car looks pretty nice.
S3, right? Is a much one.
It's the same car.
No, man. Entry
so
level is...
I agree in terms...
Says the guy station
award. We are ticking now.
Yeah.
Ne?
Prettiness is subjective. I think it's pretty.
Coolness, Volvo. Do we agree?
Okay, guys. Look, he's worried about the parts.
Is it cool?
Look, can I say something? Quickly.
Yes, the Volvo was cool looking. Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about something. You know, I find but what's about to very funny. Hey, you know, it is unreliable. That thing is basically a Polo. Do you agree?
Mm.
It's got basically Polo engine. If you think the Polo is strong, why would you think this is not strong?
Because they're not made in the same factories. They can share components. Okay. It happens even across the VAG group. There'll be cars that are more reliable than others, even though if you take the gearbox alone, DSG, Multitronic, and. No, I'm giving you an example.
Kevin up. Let's
okay.
I'm giving an example.
It's basic. You know this car? I would, right now, I would go and buy it if I was looking for 70,000 car.
Okay. And it's got a small boot. The same let's, criticism you gave
no,
to
no, no,
this
no,
car.
No,
so let's wrap Stan up.
Not, obviously, it's not as big as a stationary gun.
The sound will be going, the bass.
But at least it was not stupid.
Okay.
We're not looking for boxes.
We
because he left to fix it, he need a side hustle. He'll be carrying.
What are you saying? Are you sticking to your car?
Yes.
Obviously, you have to stick to your car.
So you are the middleman.
I'm the middleman.
So we've agreed that your car is.
We all agreeing that my car is out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sharp. Me and you are agreeing that his car is out.
Yes.
Which leaves?
This is not a democracy.
No, it is.
Democracy of three people.
We won't. Yes. We won't buy hash. So.
I know hash. Hash is not cool. Why hash, Abrayaga? No.
Okay.
Why hash?
Kevin, go see the three cars, and make up your mind. And please give us feedback.
Kevin, I know you're gonna
be
get the
ultimate arbiter.
So yeah, just quickly. So helping a nigga out, Stan. We love you, man.
Kevin.
He's our stand.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself and your girlfriend. Don't put in the boot. Last week's helping a nigga out.
It's a Negro. Stop swearing.
Hey. Okay. Helping a Negro out, do we get any feedback from Busi?
Oh, yeah, she's keeping it.
She's keeping her car.
Yes. So.
Obviously.
Not the best move, but anyway.
Ah, she's keeping it. Oh. It makes more sense. It's cheaper. She's keeping
it. You just
it.
Convinced her.
You convinced her.
On here, he saw.
No,
on
you didn't convince her just
here. You know
here.
Her personally.
Even after the show.
All right. Obat Lori.
I'm just saying. Hey, you convinced her. Corruption.
Okay, let's
so,
go.
Okay, so Busi's deciding to keep.
She Please wanted to keep it,
get feedback from
Kevin.
From Kevin. What he thinks about, and tell him to get more Kevins.
Yeah. And please, if you want us to help you, there's a WhatsApp line at the bottom. Drop us a WhatsApp. Give us as much information as possible. You'll see next week there's a guy that we're helping insurance-wise. He gave us emails. I read the thing for 4 days.
Is
like.
It?
Yeah, shame. It's a proper dossier. That's why we thought maybe let's bring in someone on insurance.
Okay. Dope. That's dope. So,
what was the question? Can I quickly? The question is, what happens when your insurance takes you to a person, like an insurance, like a penalty data. And is not accredited by, you lose your warranty, basically.
Oh, then don't take it there.
But I get insurance, just take it there. You don't know until you take it. I get you don't know when you take it,
let's deal with that next week.
All right. Now tell me, what do Baye Tendabezita, King Mrs. Zulu, Chidima Adechina, and coronavirus have in common?
I just figured it out. A crown. I just figured it out. Like, wow.
Ikena kaya corona ku crown.
Corona crown.
Corona.
Oh, pap.
Crown.
Oh, it's a corona.
Yes, he said corona. Before I could finish the question.
Okay, corona, I don't know.
Corona will kill you. It's rare. not?
Corona means crown in Latin.
So you were right.
Well, my wrap up.
He's trying to steal your shine. And, okay.
Right.
Chidima.
And in this crown, Miss Nigeria.
Nigeria. Crown.
Crown. Back in the crown.
No, it's not called a crown.
Ah, same difference, man. You know. But yeah, don't use that one. Anyway, let me carry on. And you guys always know about the Toyota Corona, right? I hope so.
Toyota Corona.
I didn't.
Come on, guys.
The Toyota Crown, I did not know that.
Toyota
it was
Corona.
Corona,
oh,
yes.
Corona, yes.
Yes, oh. Toyota Corona, yes. So.
It's an old type. Again, it was
yes,
old.
Yeah. Preceded Corona. The Corona. Mm. And interestingly.
I'm sure someone figured out, hey, guys, a disease.
Corolla. Corolla means small crown in Latin.
Oh, so it was the crown, then the small crown.
Camry.
means
crown in Japanese.
Crowd.
So it's crown. So someone there must be obsessed with royalty. You know, and the crown itself has gone, okay, the Toyota crown, which is what I want to talk about, itself has gone through various changes in its lifestyle. It was a buggy at some stage. It was a sedan. It was a hearse. Funny enough, you were saying that. It was a sports car. It's been so many things.
The theme of today's show, we love hearses by Tuso.
So, it's a well-known, at least not in South Africa.
Not in South Africa.
A well-known Toyota, you know, especially in Asia. And one caught my attention last week, and I'm like, wow, okay, we actually have these here.
You saw it in South Africa?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
And okay. They arrived last year.
Yes, that's what I discovered.
Yes. And I looked at these things, I'm like, wow, they actually don't look bad.
Okay.
We've got two models, one that has this two-tone thing, which I don't like. But the other one, the monotone, is actually quite nice.
The platinum.
Yes. Current model comes with four body shapes, the crossover, the sport, the sedan, and the estate, right? And we only got the crossover.
Which is that thing? What's
it? It's a crossover, like a GT, and it's expected BMW to be like GT. a small SUV or some kind. Yeah, but it's actually... A combination of a coupe and
BMW
a sedan.
GT.
Yeah, like a GT thing. But the GT, the boot is a bit lifted, but this one's a bit lower. But it's
so it's a slim Elgin.
Okay.
2.5 liter hybrid engine, which does not perform badly. 176 kilowatts. It has.
It has a combination. If you combine both of them, the hybrid and the water, it's almost 300 kilowatts.
Yes.
They never work together.
But yeah. 4.4 liters per 100 k's.
Wow.
And the platform, the powertrain, in fact, is similar to the Lexus RX 350h, that hybrid. You know, I think, I don't know, what you guys think? It looks like a lesser known alternative to, say, your 3 Series, your A4.
How much is the price?
Your seat
I saw
890.
I saw a couple of them.
Used ones are 7 something.
Yeah. And who are the competitor? Who's he trying to compete with?
I would say if you're a Toyota guy and you don't like the German cars, a Corolla is not what you want. It fills that gap. It's like a Camry, a fancy Camry, if you ask me. An alternative to a Lexus, even for that matter, to an IS, if that's what you're looking at.
Do you think it will perform in the market? Because I've just thought now, Jorge,
It's a good question.
Look, this is a good car, no doubt. But now... In today's market, it's boring. High impenix.
With those looks.
Ne?
You don't think so?
Look at the looks. It's
you'll forget it.
So I'm asking, Hori, in the market now, will it survive in terms of, you know, the Chinese cars?
So why are you doing that?
No, I was just wiping.
Why are you doing that?
When are you going to the Human Rights Commission?
Will it survive with that market now, the way Ilingateng? If Kinale 750, ne?
Yeah.
Would I go for this car?
You know what? The funny thing is,
or would I go?
I think a Toyota guy, a Toyota person,
Chinese car.
Annaling, the wife has got a Toyota Cross, Corolla Cross. He wants his own car. His own. He'll buy
Would
this.
You?
I think it's got its market, but I have not seen one. I've never seen one, and it's been around for a year. I have not even seen a car review of it. I've not, and
I don't hear much of it.
About car reviews. That's the only thing I watch. I've never seen a car review. I actually had to go and say, what is he talking about? And I discovered you find it in South Africa.
Yeah.
I figured it's an Australian brand sort of
thing. We have them. But for me, to answer your question.
Who is it competing with?
To answer your question, for someone who's uncertain about the Chinese brands and thinks maybe the Germans, Europeans are too expensive, it comes in nicely there in the middle.
And
because the Toyota, you'll have it answers all your reliability issues, whatever, all the issues you have with the Chinese, and you're not paying German money, and it's got all the bells and whistles. And I still don't say it. I don't think it looks bad.
So there's an entry
level. I
actually
think it's good looking.
I don't know if we get the entry level here. The funny thing is that when I was looking for reviews for this one, I found reviews in England, whatever. Mm. So there's an entry level. This guy literally says the entry level is called the XLE.
Mm-hmm.
He actually says. There's fake leather for the base model. Why?
All right, turning now to the interior. And generally, I really like the inside of this Crown. It's a nice, comfortable place to be. Base models, that's the XLE, are going to come standard with fake leather seats that are heated up front.
He literally says it. It's fake leather for the base model, XLE. Because I think it's the same as... What do they mean, fake leather?
Fake leather? I have no clue.
Do we have XLE? Do we get the XLE model?
No.
We get in the crossover.
Oh. Yeah, we've got the crossover, which comes in two body trims.
Look, I have no opinion of this car. I just think it doesn't... I would have passed... Maybe I've seen it. The way it's so bland, it just passed by.
Like, Lynn, aesthetically...
Have
how
you seen it locally?
I
think it stands out.
I'm trying.
Tell me, what is there on the road that looks like this?
I'm just thinking now when you spoke about the Chinese car you saw a couple of weeks ago. Just by looking at it.
Oh, that's also nice.
It caught your eye. Ena.
It caught my eye. That's why I raised it. That's why it's in today's episode.
Maybe you weren't wearing your glasses. I don't know.
It caught my eye. Let the viewers have their view.
Okay, guys, Linda's going to put something up here about the Toyota Crown
and put all these nice images.
Look, remember all the images you
read. So, ki Corolla or ki Cressida ki Camry ki Crown.
Which what in what order? What
I it that down the line.
Okay,
Cressida. So Mutana. Chinese get Cressida back
or
then.
Or Camry. Yes.
Would now
buy this. Yes.
So, my teacher.
Do you still get teachers that buy this?
No, but even.
Look,
even
it,
but,
it looks
but
okay.
Corporate could buy this car. In a way, this
okay.
car looks.
I don't get what it's trying to compete with.
A Jetta? Passat?
You see, a Jetta and a Passat, those cars are forgettable. It passes. It's
and
you
like
man.
You it don't just, remember it.
What happened? Nothing. It just passes by.
I think it's got striking looks.
Look, I need to see the live.
Yeah, give us look. Do your homework. Yeah. Put something in Luena. Do justice.
I'll do justice
to the
because
car
I'm
and,
actually trying
and
to
the research. Yeah, Tuso, so that he didn't do research in vain. And then let's hear what the guys say. Here's the number.
Yeah.
And
please tell us what you say.
Please don't send nudes.
About weird looks. Talking of weird looks, because you say it's striking. There's a striking new Kia that's come out. It's called the Tasman. Hey, Tasman. Yeah. Okay. It's a Bucky. Kia's coming out with a Bucky. I'll put the looks. I think they're questionable. You know? And it's competing with the Hilux and stuff. So I'll give you all the stats at the bottom. There's nothing wow, fantastic about it. But I was just saying, I think they've missed the mark. They could have actually charged more and gone for the Jeep. The Jeep, what do you call this? The Jeep Bucky. What do you call this?
The double cab.
The double cab. I think they look similar. I'll put the...
They do.
They look similar. Interior, they also look... In fact, the Tasman interior is
looks
quite
better.
Pretty. Please tell us what you think. I think... They should have just left the Hilux market because we know you can't compete.
But why are you saying they're not going for the Jeep? Because of the pricing.
The pricing. The engine sizes, they're actually gunning for the Bucky segment.
So is it more expensive than the Jeep? Because the Jeep is quite pricey.
Yeah, Jeep is about 1.2.
Yeah.
This is much cheaper. than okay. it. So I would literally, like, you know, the Jeep is not.
But it will then still outsell the Jeep then. No, it'd still compete with the Jeep at least.
The Jeep is not. It's not there for the. You know, people say the Hilux is there for the working and stuff. Yeah, but we know it's a lifestyle thing. But Jeep doesn't even market it as a bucky. Marks it as a lifestyle.
They should just go for lifestyle. But Banner, I see here, they're marketing. They're saying what they aim to take a big bite from Ford Ranger, wow, Toyota Hilux sales.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, is that I think they should just...
Even from a looks point of view alone, I think it will fall flat.
Mm. Yeah.
A type of person that would buy a Jeep, because the aesthetics are similar, would buy this.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
I think they will do well there.
So you agree with me?
I agree with you.
Hey, listen to that. What happened?
No, sometimes
we are sensible people.
Yeah. What?
We don't argue just for the sake of arguing.
Okay, no. Unlike another
someone
Kia.
You know.
Like who? Him. Him. Okay, talking of Kia, mm-hmm, they've updated the Sportage.
Mm.
I like the looks. Love, I must add, I think it's beautiful. Yeah. They've made it square.
Open IKEA again.
It was rounded. The previous one, this one is squared
and
off.
And even that was good looking.
I thought...
For its era, when it came out, I think...
Yeah, this one is more squarer. What's changed? The lights are more squared off. The grill is more square.
Mm.
Inside, it's got bigger screens. Two-spoke steering. Started by Audi, that thing.
Okay.
But the A8...
Yes.
I'll show the A8.
Okay, buddy.
You know, like daytime running, started by the same
people.
Okay, buddy. I like the dash interior.
It wasn't, but
the daylight running started. It started with bikes. It started with bikes, and Audi started putting it in.
Okay.
Double check it.
The engine light.
It was after the A4.
Digress.
But carry on. Yeah. I like the dash. The interior. Kia is making beautiful dashes.
Mm.
Because they stole
beautiful cars,
Generally. Yeah.
They stole the designer from Audi.
Okay.
Just saying.
Wow. Is this the Audi That Car Show?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because I chose the Audi earlier on, because I generally do my homework. Okay. The engines will stay the same. There'll be a mild hybrid. Yeah. But I'm more excited about, I don't know if I should be excited about this or not.
Okay, hang on. What would be the price point of the Sportage?
I'm expecting the same-ish amount. It won't be much more expensive than what you're currently getting.
Because the same question of the Chinese comes in.
Mm.
But then again, Kia has built that reputation. Yes. And, you know, the person who doesn't want that uncertainty will go for Kia.
And it's seen as a reliable car, but a bit cheaper than your Toyotas, your VWs. And it's not necessarily cheaper, but it's perceived as better value than your...
It comes with a lot for the money. That's why it's cheaper.
And
it's
talking
better value
about
for money.
Quickly, I don't know if I send it on the group,
These Tasmans.
Yeah. I don't know if to offend anyone. Changan. The SUV, the double cab that thing.
Yes.
And I just thought about this.
Changan. It's a brand, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a Changan.
No,
go on.
Actually, A guy sent me a message ahead. They should pay as well.
Bansi's a double cap, but it looks like a jack, actually.
Yeah.
How is it? The double cap, yeah, jack.
Mm.
So, these people are, everyone's flooding the market.
No, but that's and the whole purpose of them, isn't it? Is to flood our type of market because we are struggling.
So then going back to the fact their reputation, now they've built themselves such a big reputation.
We've been talking about cheap Islam the whole show. We went to the cheap 70,000.
It's your friend.
Now I must speak quality.
Yes.
There's a Bentley.
Mm.
It's called the Urban SUV.
Halala.
Now, I'm not sure if I'm... Okay, let's start with this. Bentley has been on a drive to electrify by 2030. It's missed the deadline. Hold on.
As have a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, Porsche also missed it, isn't it?
Yeah,
they were 2030. Jaguar, there's no longer selling petrol Jaguars. Anyway. The ones you get, that's it. So they're going electric. But anyways, Bentley... It's going electric, and they're aiming by 2035, everything should be electric. We talked about it earlier on that the V12 gone. What a monster.
W12.
W12, I mean.
Mm.
This, what is the world coming to? Anyway, so this one is the first electric, fully electric vehicle from Bentley. Mm-hmm. You know what they call them? BEV.
BEV.
Bentley electric vehicles.
I love it. It's a beverage.
You know more people call it HEV. What EV? We call it a BEV. Mm. Want some tea and biscuit and crumpet? So, anyway,
silent BEV. Wow.
Scheduled to come in 2026.
Yeah.
It's smaller than the Bentayga.
Mm.
It's an urban SUV. It's smaller than the Bentayga. It shares the same platform with the Porsche and Macan.
Okay.
And that's a Q5. So it's a small one, fully hybrid. We don't know the pricing. We don't know the output. But the Macan is out. So I'm thinking, look at around the Macan. The new Macan is fully electric. You know that. So look at the Macan's outputs and stuff. Should be a bit better than that. It will keep the siblings. You know the lights with the beautiful... Have you seen the new Bentleys? They've got those lights. Like a,
when I do that, I'm called
I said it like this.
I didn't thought you were referring to something.
You were referring to something. I'm cutting through the eyes. It's got that. It's got the... You know the new Bentaygas, the new... They've got that. It looks pretty. I'll put the pictures up. I think it might... The pictures that we've got, it's a two-door.
Mm-hmm. I can see this one.
And four.
You probably have two and four. But are we excited?
Electric. Now this, you got me when you said electric. Like I was actually falling in love with the one on the left.
The
blue one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It looks pretty angly. But now, I mean, when you look at this, you expecting boom.
Yeah.
You're expecting aggression. And then. So, I don't know.
It looks aggressive, but I think it looks ugly and lost. It's like, are you lost?
Guys.
Yeah, you're lost. Yeah. Am I? Yeah.
So, which means old Bentleys look lost? I think they look pretty.
I struggled with the current Continental when it came out. The round lights. The one before was nice. Right? That grew on me.
The first ones too. The first one, plus all of them. I think the Bentayga I thought was ugly.
I'm coming there. Mm. Then came the Bentayga. I'm like, what are you doing?
What the hell?
Like you take that ugly face, you just elevate the whole thing, and it. I didn't like the Bentayga. Even now, it would not be my first choice. Then they went and facelifted it. It looked a bit better, but it's not the most good-looking car on the road. This is worse, man. Aggression is there, but no.
Look, I'm a softie for Bentleys. I've just always thought they've always hit the mark. They're not the prettiest cars.
Yeah.
They've never been the prettiest cars. But as the models evolve, you're like, my, you know?
The quality will be there. I mean, the brand, it's a Bentley. Mm. They'll sell well, probably, for those who are well-heeled. But if we have to be objective, it's an ugly thing. But if I had the money, I'd probably buy it because it's a Bentley.
Yeah. I'm just not sure about a Bentley electronic.
But no, Bentleys, I think we discussed some stage. Bentley and Rolls-Royce, being the luxurious brands they are, are actually better suited for electric cars.
You think so? Because they're quiet.
And I mean, they already tried to make, especially their top-end cars, the Mulsanne, which they don't make anymore, or Rolls-Royce, the Phantom, in fact, all of them, they make them so refined that they're quiet, even with those V12s and W12 engines.
Mm.
So electric setup is better.
Rolls-Royce, I would say. There's a Rolls-Royce there,
Rolls-Royce.
He's been wanting an opportunity. The whole show.
No, you hope into that.
Hey, Rolls-Royce.
What
is it? Spectre. What is it? The two-door one? Spectre. That, I think, the big Rolls-Royce. Bentley have always been a gentleman... It's always
like
been
a performance, Grand Tourer.
Yeah, Grand Tourer. Like you are like Rolls Royce. I want crumpet. The guys are gonna be like, screw you, you know. And they're more. Even their sound is much more aggressive. They little Mulsanne. Okay, I think one of the reasons why the Mulsanne never outshone the Phantom is because of that. It lacked the refinery that the Phantom had. It was never meant to be. It was a driver's car. It was an enthusiast's comfort. So once they do this,
you see, their sweet spot is the Grand Touring. It's a Continental, in my view, at least. You're right.
And the Flying Spur. The Flying Spur is also sweet spot for me. The four-door sedan, that's it. You can drive it yourself. The Phantom, you can't.
So I've never been a Bentley fan, by the way.
Look,
can you drive a Phantom? You look lost in it.
No, there are people that drive them, but yes, I understand. You don't want to drive it, but what I'm saying is when I look at the Bentley range, yes, they're succeeding somewhat with the Bentayga. Fair, but I still don't think it's the best thing out there. The Malsan, also it's not the best thing. There was the Phantom.
Yeah,
so there in the middle, I think they actually kick Rolls-Royce's ass because Rolls-Royce has your Ghost, and even though the Dawn is my wet dream. No, it's not. The Dawn and the Vanquish King. Ugh, I forgot the other one. But I think Bentley is better there in that segment, you see.
With the petrol engine.
Yeah, with the petrol engines. Yes, yes. So I'm actually going there that all of them have targets. I get that emissions. And they can electrify their big cars, maybe even the SUVs, but leave the Continental.
This is what I'm hoping as it is. These green people.
But then the W12 is gone, as you're saying, in the
it's
Continental.
It's going to be eight. By 2035, all of them will be green. All I'm saying is, you know, Bentley, listen to Trump. He says it's rubbish. He says his green thing is rubbish.
That's crappy.
Go back to your engine. Or, you know what, if these green people could do? Look, out of your 10 cars, choose two that will be petrol and the rest have to be electric. And let's just don't kill the petrol.
Yeah, don't kill it off completely. But I'm also hoping with the technologies we discussed in the past, the fuel that Porsche is thing, and it's part of the same group, maybe they will save them.
No, I think now I've got a feeling that before that the target king, 2035, someone is going to come up with something.
I think Porsche is already...
But there's already so much pushback anyway. Guys are not meeting the target.
I think Porsche is already at that fuel.
Yeah.
And again, I heard somewhere that this is... Porsche has got 2 years, the GT. 2 years, GT3. Then it has to change. It might not have a flat six naturally aspirated 4-liter.
That would be a travesty, man.
Wow.
But talking about VAG Group and SUVs, just incidentally, it's come to my mind. I read somewhere that the Urus is sold out until 2026.
It's the best performance.
Yes. Crazy, yeah?
Yes. So you see, we want those things. I mean, who are these people that are saying electricity? Clearly, it's not people that are buying cars. There's someone there in the white coat like, how do you make them miserable because I'm not getting laid? So I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Anyways, so it looks good in my eyes, but I'm not. I mean, two face. You know, it's like the Cressida. I mean, King and Abuja
Cressida.
Crown.
So didn't Cressida also mean crown?
No, actually, no. Cressida actually, I checked it out
because the Cressida didn't have a crown on them.
It did, but Cressida actually, Kiki Brook was Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
The story is there's some princess or someone who was during the Trojan War in Japan who was in love with this one soldier, left that soldier to go be with someone else. Just some scandalous story.
That is
what a Cressida is.
Dead.
Yeah. Brooke.
Okay. Because I remember Cressida, the first ones had a crown of some sort. Anyway. So that's me with the Bentley.
Crowning the hole.
I'm sorry.
In the cracking mechanic.
Cracking mechanic.
What's up with
that? The cracking mechanic. Oh yeah, we'll put it.
Stop laughing.
Yo, let me keep my thoughts to myself.
I'll put a snippet. We're gonna put a snippet of the cracking mechanic to show what he's been working on. The next project is your thing. She assured me. And please, guys, the WhatsApp number. If you've got anything technical, ask us so we can ask the cracking mechanic. We've been quiet about the technical issues.
Mechanical also.
No? Mechanical. What did you say?
Technical.
Oh, mechanical. Sorry, technical and mechanical. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not bullying you into anything, by the way. Into like reading a book or something.
What do you mean when you say technical and mechanical? You sounded like it.
Sorry, buddy. Anyway, yes. Let's do a little bit of something off cars a little bit.
That segment where I close my book.
I was reading somewhere, And I just got pissed off and I got taken back to the era of bullies.
Did you ever get bullied at school?
Did I? By you?
Me? Yeah. How would I bully you?
This guy bullied me.
That doesn't seem far-fetched.
Thank you. you bullied me in primary school. I'm lying.
I sorted out the bullies.
No, Linda, we actually buddies. I could never be bullied because, you know.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, people were afraid of you. Like,
I'd also be scared of that head.
Get our head.
One head punch.
It worked then because I was going to bullied. People were like, maybe not.
Oh, man. So anyway,
two heads.
I just did it.
I see why. So India.
Can I give you a story about the head?
Okay.
My son was born. I'm done. I'm going to talk about the story.
Tell your story.
Talk about India, please. Let's go. Had a double impact.
Wasn't there a movie? A Fandam or something? Okay. No, tell your story, man. We want to laugh some more.
The story was going to take this 2 minutes if you just wasted it. Can you talk about India, please? You're saying about India.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. It's my fault.
They'll
recover just now.
Bruh, that's the best I'm going to stop laughing at myself now. Because it's really hurting me. I'm hurt.
So anyway, there's the Champions Trophy coming up, ne? The top and two so
stars. Shut up.
Brandon, can you cut for the last 10?
Yeah, please cut.
Oh, shit.
We're wasting time, you know that.
Okay, sorry, guys. Sorry.
We're wasting time. Come on. Carry on.
Shit, man.
Damn it. I've been called camel head. I've been called peanut head. I've been called E.T. Remember E.T.? I've been called
Zuma.
A double impact, you know.
Hey, bruh, that's the best one ever. We're keeping that name.
This double impact is actually even sweating now. Okay, let's carry on.
Keeping that name.
Okay, are we ready? Let's go.
So, bullies.
Oh God! You see, he's a bully.
I was speaking about hating bullies and how you used to protect me against bullies, and I'm trying because the last time I spoke about Pakistan and I was accused of being against Pakistanis, right? So today I'm protecting them against the bullies, right?
Okay.
We have the Champions Trophy cricket tournament, top 8 countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, via rankings. Mm-hmm. Top 8, they're going to be playing in a tournament. Now, the tournament is being played in Pakistan, right? There've been major security issues around Pakistani cricket since Boma 2003. But since then, things have gotten better, you know? The last prime minister of Pakistan.
Did they just overthrow him recently?
Imran Khan. But he was a well-known cricketer. And he made sure the security around cricket, you know. So England has been to Pakistan. They've just come back from Pakistan now. South Africa has been to Pakistan. So a lot of these countries, they need to have a Pakistan. Because Pakistan at some point were playing the cricket in Dubai and Sharjah. Now they're playing at home again.
Mm.
So they get given the Champions Trophy. They haven't hosted anything since 98 in Pakistan, which is, financially it kills the cricket board, right? If you can't host major tournaments. So India decides, because they're the big boys, remember India is the biggest cricket board in the world, the wealthiest cricket board in the world. they decide Bona they are not going because obviously Habautwane le Pakistan again. So government advised them not to go to Pakistan to play the tournament. Now this is where it pisses me off. If it was any other country, Pakistan included, they would just say, okay, fine, we'll get number 9 to replace
it.
Do you understand? But now with India...
Yeah, but that's a billion views, man.
Do you understand?
That's so many people.
Yeah. Ne? And this is where it pisses me off. India, it's where my get the song. Do you understand? Everything.
Good for them.
And we were having this conversation, Lilinda, and he's saying, you know what, if you've got the power, use it.
Good for them, use it.
Right?
What other things do they have now...
Where it's standing is that they are saying we want to implement the hybrid model. Everyone else plays in Pakistan.
And then when India plays, you go to India.
You go to, they want to take it to Dubai, UAE. Just for India's games, we take them to UAE.
Yeah, because they've got money.
Do you understand?
That's viewership.
And it's viewership. And I can understand where the ICC is coming from, the International Cricket Council, to say, if India gets kicked out of the tournament, what is going to happen to revenue? The whole tournament revenue, ICC. I just don't like the bullying because India just...
But what if they get kicked out in the first round?
They've already sold the rights. The problem, it's nobody TV rights. No Indian broadcaster will buy them if India is not.
And no other broadcaster.
Correct. Sponsorship. Do you understand? So it affects a whole lot of things. And India is just sitting there and saying, ICC, we've told you we're not playing in Pakistan. You decide. Pakistan is now.
You actually talked about the guy that used to come with a ball. When you were young, he couldn't play soccer.
But he takes the ball. The game is over.
You find a way.
So now they've said Pakistan, ICC, Bonang plan hornale zajwa. Do you know how it's come now to a point where it's been mooted that if Pakistan doesn't agree to the hybrid model,
they move it.
They move the tournament to South Africa.
Pakistan must just not agree. Let's go watch cricket.
Do you understand?
They have no power. So, unfortunately, we live in a world that uzunzan. So, unfortunately, it's a pity.
And it's really sad, you know, and cricket is starting to make a comeback in Pakistan. Marhape, I would, to be honest, as an Indian player, have reservations, Linda.
But Indian Pakistan...
Of the tension ailing thing, India and Pakistan.
It's always been there. Isn't Pakistan from
and,
India?
And you know, the sad part is that Pakistan have played in India a few tournaments. They've gone over.
How about
So Linda enjoys this.
You don't want to.
He enjoys this.
Unfortunately, it's what it is. It's what you're talking. You go to where it's what it is.
So we'll see how it unfolds. I just don't like India bullying us and everyone else. And you know they've already got us by the balls. They 54% of the revenue that Cricket South Africa made. They made that 815 million rand profit. 54% of that was the tour year India when they came. It came just from that tour.
So you understand, Jorge? South Africa is already saying.
India. South Africa is. Do you understand?
Do you want to come here?
India is here now for 4 games.
We'll make
now,
a lot of money.
$150 million.
Yeah.
That $8.3 million that CSA is making. So they've already have.
Where are they starting? We should go actually get a couple of matches.
They've played 2. There's another one tomorrow, and then the other one is on Friday, Centurion.
And then
the Durban leg is passed. The Durban leg is passed as the first game. So, India, big boys, bullies, they're the guys with the ball.
I don't think they're bullies. It's just like the Chinese market. They were bullied once.
They're hitting back.
They were bullied.
They've built their muscle.
So you got hit and you went home, Wajima. That's it. And India's using its numbers. Unfortunately, it's how it works. Maybe we should teach a Chinese cricket.
And then it will be.
So maybe teach the whole of Africa. I don't know, but India's got the muscle. they will dictate. Pakistan had do something.
He must stop it.
You know what? Pakistan must just maybe, if there's India, just give it to South Africa. Let's move along.
Mm, so if they don't accept the hybrid model, then they will lose out on a lot of revenue.
And
then,
needs it.
Yeah. Mm. So I mean, India, you play them wherever they want to play. Yeah. They will tell you this is how.
Yeah, they must come here. I mean, South Africa is already partly Pakistan.
So it would actually.
It would actually be the second tournament that we are taking from Pakistan. Eh? We've
lost sponsorship.
So yeah, but Tuso is not. You know.
Mswati. Let's move along.
Anyway.
Let's move along, please.
So the first thing I hate, police.
Yes, police.
Second thing I hate are sore losers.
Mm.
And I think you might have seen it and read about it. Mm-hmm. Vinicius Junior. The Brazilian,
yeah.
He plays for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
The whole season, it's been said that he will be the Ballon d'Or,
yeah.
Right? Come 2 days before, Linda Mara was shocked, to be honest.
He doesn't get it.
Rodri, Waspaini, you don't know him.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't know Rodri, unless you've ever
watched football. Yeah.
Nah? Then now they start talking Rodri is actually... Mm. Going to win the Ballon d'Or. Mm. So, look, I'm not happy. I'm a Real Madrid fan. And honestly, just as a soccer fan, I think Vinicius Jr. deserved it.
Yeah.
Rodri's a defensive midfielder. He doesn't score goals. Hakri, the excitement.
So basically, he didn't win it.
Vinicius didn't win it. Rodri won it.
And then this one is throwing his toys out of the court.
You know, I'm fine. You can throw your toys out of the court. Go to the event. Mm. It's a gala event. Toho, accept being a loser. Do you understand? I mean, how Sheba other sports, cricket, rugby, you win or lose, end of the game, you shake hands.
Yeah, football as well.
Do you understand? And I don't like to see that. Yes, it wasn't a public thing where maybe he walked out of the event, but they didn't attend. None of Real Madrid people attended the tournament. So I just don't like it for sports, Lebana, Uhudisabana, especially in the sporting environment where we try to teach our kids.
Because I think sports is an acceptable warfare. It's a gentleman's warfare. We've got rules, let's fight like this, but at the end of it, we're still buddies. Yeah. Now, if you're going to be like, screw you, it loses the whole sportsmanship thing.
For me, I see both sides of the coin. Throughout the season, there's always... Okay, I read somewhere... that one of the judges or something said that the one thing that Vinicius does not have is sportsmanship.
Maybe that's
the one thing that it gives a bad image of the game, right? But for me, I ask, is that enough, though, considering everything else? Because he's favored on every other criterion.
Yeah, I think that should be enough.
You see what I'm saying? So,
sports, isn't it?
So I don't know if it's enough. And also for someone like Vinicius, despite all his best efforts, always... fighting against something.
Yeah.
He's always swimming against the tide. If it's not racism in Spain, this is criticism by the media. There's always something.
It doesn't help him.
And now comes this, exactly now. He didn't help himself by not pitching up here. So I see both sides. As a football fan and having seen both play, and I love both players, Vinicius should have won it.
Mm. Yes, look, the whole thing is sportsman. If you're going to lose the basic principle of being a sportsman... then what's the point? I think even in F1, this guy, the other guy, the Red Bull, a lot of people don't like him because he lacks sportsmanship. He seems arrogant. He's like, he's a good driver. We'll never give it to him because he lacks that. And I think it's just Dutch.
Yeah.
I think Dutch people are just...
And sometimes some people will say or confuse it as being competitive, too competitive. He never wants to lose. But that's what sportsmanship is. You need to accept your losses. Go back and work harder.
Look at the other guy that's playing for America. What's his name? The short guy, the left, the footballer that I like, my son. Come on.
Messi. Come on, Messi. Guy.
Okay, I forgot the name.
Really? The footballer that I like.
Yeah.
I forgot
I forget your name most of the time. Going to come out here.
Yeah, Messi is.
Messi. Messi, how, I mean, Ronaldo won more Ballon d'Ors, isn't it?
No.
Messi.
Yeah. But they still... There was never a. There were always a competition, but there was never a snub.
Yes. How none?
Yeah.
And that's what you want to see.
And I mean, there was a time when many feel Haaland most likely should have won it, and Messi won it.
Yes.
And before that, I think was it Lewandowski?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I remember.
And he won some other awards, and I think Messi won it there again. Was it Wesley Schneider some time ago? I think there was that as well.
There's been a few. Especially during era LA, Ronaldo, Messi, Iniesta.
Iniesta.
Mm. 2010.
Look, it's also a good thing that we had this whole thing. Ah, he must. But at the bottom line, we're playing together. What if they play with this guy in the same team next time? King, they won't.
You see, that's, and you know, when I thought about this just quickly, one of the biggest rivals in cricket, England and Australia, the Ashes.
Mm.
It's serious.
I know
recently, Ian Botham, one of the former England captain, he's in Australia. Mm. And he's gone fishing with Merv Hughes, one of Australia's.
Yes.
And they played in the same era, and there was rivalry that we could see on TV. Do you understand? They're buddies now. The one is in Australia. They're fishing together. And when you sit down and you talk, it's about guys, and this is Australian mentality. You play hard on the field. After the game, Shane won. After the game, he comes, you sit together. In one of the change rooms, and you drink. And that's what I like about sportsmanship. That's what I want us as parents, as coaches of children, to teach these kids coming up, or guys, this is how sports is played, you know? And talking about that,
you talk about parents. There's a friend of mine whose son went on a trip in a team. They played against some of the best in the world. They played against Barcelona, against Atletico. This is at under 12 level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was quite interesting getting feedback from him.
Mm.
There's a gap, as to be expected. Mm. But he was saying the gap is bigger than what he thought it would be.
So. Wow.
What do you mean gap? I don't understand.
The gap in the standard of play.
Or between
for the
us
kids
and them.
At that age, yes.
Yeah.
So we always believed that at this age, we can compete. Yeah. You know, I mean, they competed well against other teams, but against your Barcelona's and Atletico Madrid, there was a different kettle of fish.
So who were the teams like the big ones that were there?
The big ones, as I said, Atletico Madrid, Valencia pulled out because of the floods. I'm sorry if you guys know the floods. Rayo Vallecano was there. I did mention Barcelona. I think those were the four big ones, that were in the tournament.
And then, how do you compare? Were we like,
you know, I've always thought, sorry, Hayan.
Was it glaringly different?
No, look, it's a structures thing from what you told me. You showed me a few videos. It's a structures thing where you, with our players, you have a few players that shine, right? But with them, the whole team is structured. The positional discipline, even the system. So you can see that the academy is a system, whereas maybe our academies are lacking a bit. And I think what we need to do, because I'm passionate about football, what our academies need to do when they make these trips, because various clubs go there, some of the big clubs, they take their development teams over. They need to learn, network with the Europeans, learn what they are doing. So that every year when you go there, there must be an improvement. You must come back and say, okay, sharp, we're missing out on this and this and this. Go work on that, create a program. You go back next year, see where you are. That at least gives the players a chance that when they're 18 and ready to leave for pro contracts, as per FIFA requirement, they're not like fish out of the water. You know, they've had experience with this. Mm. They are more or less on that level, you know. And I think it's encouraging if the academies can do that, because there's this boy now, Emil Vetboy. I don't know if you know about him. Uh-uh. His father is a former player. I forgot his name now. This boy went from School of Excellence at 15. He was already fire. by then. Cape Town City took him. At 15, was playing TDC. TDC, which is a reserve league for the senior team. Now, Chelsea has taken him for a four-week trial.
Wow.
And we are hoping. Chances are he's not coming back. You know, he's a really brilliant player. So we've got pockets of talent like that. But because
we have talent.
Yeah. Of our profile as a country, I'm happy with what Hugo Broos is doing with Bafana Bafana. The profile is Hugo Broos is the Bafana national coach. Our rankings are going up. The guys are playing better football. We are catching the attention of the world again now. And I'm glad to see players at this young age already. You know.
Now tell me, how then would you change it? How then do you change it? Do you get rid of Jordans? And because I hear, I saw someone.
You know, it's not the national structure per se that you need to fight
you,
with.
You need to do.
When I think about it, it's the grassroots level.
Because rugby's got that.
Yeah, once you get the grassroots level right, and you're coaching at grassroots level, then ikhona ho spread ahore. If we coach a Sundown, so if we coach a Chiefs development, we sort of on the same page. That's why how Sheba Spain, for example, we all thought, okay, you'll just get Barcelona and Madrid players in the team. But you get a player from Girona, for example, who comes into the team and they can fit in because the structure or the foundation, And then obviously...
You know, another thing is that the structure should not be a private school thing. It should not be... It should be actually more accessible...
To everyone.
To everyone.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what I was complaining.
Because I think there's a lot of talent. Kasi,
plenty.
But they never go beyond that.
So that was my think piece for the week. Thank you very much for... Ujaila utiahawak sendele di photo. Maybe we can post a few here on the.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I would not post my child here.
No, not. Never mind. Anyway.
Rather, yeah.
So and then just quickly, I heard Negi Kubuta what he thought about the parents that went there, and my thought about parenting and the support. Or it does play a role, even though it might be role enyan, because I had some friend of mine. Talked about this thing, and he's really considering saying, you know what,
I'm moving
for the sake of my child's development. So is there a difference between European parents in terms of haba support abana babo na them, or will it always boil down to the fact that
I think it's just a normal thing to support them like that. I mean, I don't watch a lot of football. I watched Beckham's thing. His show on Netflix, I think.
His documentary.
His dad was just like, what I imagine this guy is doing.
Yeah, no, look, when he told me about this, he said there was also a trophy for the best fans.
Ah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and South Africans being colorful, vuvuzelas, guy. Meaning there was a competition between...
For tournament, they're under 12.
Yeah,
wow,
that's good. Yeah. Wow. So that tells me that there's probably quite good support from the parents that side as well.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Look, okay, bottom line, this is my last statement for the day. Why are you here? To procreate.
To procreate. Yeah.
And then once you procreate, your purpose is to make sure that whatever you procreated gets to the best level of the possible. That's the main thing.
The only man that will want you to be better than him is your father.
Is your father.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm...
So I know that my son is better than you. Let's get out of here.
So I'm a stern believer in supporting kids. So let's support our children, guys, as much as we can, as possible. If it's possible, do it, you know? It helps.
I maintain, do it. Not if it's possible.
Do it.
Do yourself a favor.
You can't be sitting at a tavern drinking and you hear, hey, don't I plant a disc, you know? You need to be there.
Let's do it. So, yeah, man.
Beer and go drink in front of it.
No, bad example for the kids.
Actually, no, bad example. But anyway, so that's my think piece for the week. Thank you, guys, for your contribution. Guys, here's the
WhatsApp
number. Please send your thoughts about what we've just spoken about.
Comment.
Anything you guys would like to comment on, you know?
Cracky mechanic. You think Tuso's talking rubbish about the hash? I mean, that one. You know.
The double impact that haters, we had on the show today. You know, let's discuss that. Give us any other names you might have.
We love you.
Brennan, do you have a name?
For his nickname, his double head.
Because I've got a head and he's double headed, so that they call me
like Jacob Zuma.
Double impact. Oh, you haven't noticed.
He's such a nice guy.
I know, Brenda. Peace out, guys. We love you.
I like you.
Cheers, guys.
Like, subscribe, and comment.
Oh, look. Shit. Okay, there's another one. Shit.
Like, I don't even know how it goes.
Like, subscribe. You another content.
How long was that?
Long.
That's long. No, but it's not bad. We've had a 126.
There's a new vintage, Fever-Rand, old school, school on the gram, click back on YouTube. Views, loop, vehicle breakdowns, make the air, the horsepower, noise louder, silent partner. You cruise on that car, which one? That car, no boom, use that subscriber, the choice is wiser, an informed driver, it's a point you cover,